escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Red Sox going for the sweep and a 105 first pitch today on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. And we will talk with the Chief Baseball Officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, at 9 this morning for the front office report, and then
Craig
at 9:30 or 9:20 or so, we are going to play Hill Notes back, and we will do our best, based on a suggestion from Angry Principal Dave this morning, to get more Hill Notes in, because we had some sort of an argument that broke out yesterday about Taylor Swift or something during Hill Notes. So leave a voice note on any topic on the Odyssey app, and we will play those back, the best ones back, at 9:20 or 9:30. Odyssey app, another way that you can listen to this radio station and this show if you can't listen on the radio. And a heads up that you can watch this show every day on Twitch and on YouTube. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So if you're in the market for a diamond, doesn't have to be the 250 grand diamond that Travis Kelce bought, but if you're in the market for a diamond or a beautiful timepiece, go see our friends at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Now, though, back to the rest of today's news with Courtney.
Well, this story's right up your alley, Greg, because business owners in Somerville are afraid that new bike lanes planned for Broadway will ruin their business, as, of course, these bike lanes are going to take up parking spots, street parking.
Yeah.
Masshole Donuts says that customers use that parking.
great name for the place.
Very good.
Masshole Donuts?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but they said that a majority of their customers use that parking, that short-term parking, to just pull up, go in, grab a coffee and a donut on their way to work.
Yeah.
They won't be able to do that anymore. Here's manager and head baker Vanessa Rowell.
We can't afford to stay here. In the morning, people want coffee or donuts. They're going to keep driving to the next location. They're going to go to the next Dunk's or they're going to go to Davis.
Oh. I know. We're accused, Curtis and I, of whining too much about bike lanes. I get
they're
it.
They're annoying, so. Though. Curtis had a great point, and I might have said it a while ago, Curtis, so you and I, we think about this. Have the bike lanes effing morons out there, have them removable. So those stupid, plastic rubber things that they have, just use those. And then when the weather gets kind of crappy or people are not riding bikes, remove those. And then people can use that lane.
Yeah.
I don't get why it's that difficult.
But they are sacrificing businesses that people have built.
Yep.
Save their money, built a business, put it on the line. They are sacrificing those people in order to try to force people to not drive their vehicles. It's an absolute joke.
And you know what's going to end up happening? People are going to double park. They're going to put their blinkers on. It's going to only cause a bigger headache for those.
The traffic comes along with
it.
Yeah, but like in this particular case, they only have X amount of spaces in front of the place, and they're going to remove all of them, and there's going to be like three dudes on a bike that are riding to work in Cambridge or whatever, and everybody else is screwed.
And this place has great reviews, by the way.
Does
4.7 on Google reviews, so Masshole Donuts worth a visit. The thing for me, no other time in human history have we made decisions that benefit so few and negatively impact so many.
Yeah.
Like, the amount, it'd be one thing, this would be a conversation, right? If we were using bike lanes the way they were intended, and mass amount of people were every day biking to work, and you had to figure out a place to put them.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Mm.
All we have is gridlock traffic, and all we're doing is removing lanes of traffic, and especially a place like this, 7:45 in the morning, you want to get a cup of coffee and a donut to bring into work, what are you going to do? You can't park. You just don't go. They just lose the business.
Curtis, they think they know better than you. They are going to try to
force
you.
No, they hate you. That's what it is.
They're going to try to force you to stop driving your vehicle. Like, it's the same thing they did with electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's no charging station. So, you're SOL if you bought an electric car.
Right.
Like, it's nuts.
Curtis, where do I go to sign your petition for if you are a politician and you voted for bike lanes, then you cannot own a vehicle.
Yeah, you must
use a bike every day to go to work.
What? How about in Boston, whatever the hell, the Twitter account, Only in Boston, tweeting out my whole platform that I've been running for 2 years. If you get a paycheck from the state of Massachusetts or a city that has bike lanes, you yourself must take public transit or a bike to work.
Mm. Yep. It's crazy. This is Tariq.
Tariq.
What?
Tariq.
Oh, my
Tariq.
God. I've been calling for 300 years. Tariq. Good Lord, fellas.
How do I know
Good morning, everybody.
Wait, how do I know it's you?
I am your case study in this woman's traffic right now, avoiding bikes. Yes, two guys. I've seen two guys on bikes today. That's really double what I usually see. It's usually one guy a day. And yes, I'm waiting to see Mayor Wu on a bike. I want her to do a wheelie down the middle of the street like the guys on my block.
Where are you?
You know,
where are you right now?
I live in Boston. I live in the city. I'm in the South End Roxbury area.
Okay.
So my point is, you know, this woman should not be reelected because she has, like, we keep spending money on city planning and logistics, and it keeps getting worse. And I'm not talking, this is not just her fault. This has been, you know, since the Big Dig. And I almost feel like they see us as suckers here, where these people, they try to get this job knowing that they're not going to do anything. They're just going to move the mess around, and now it's just a different mess. And they keep paying $200,000 a year for it, and they do the same thing with the MBTA. We don't need you. We need Bostonians to be in this position, people that have driven this city, people that have stopped at these red lights, people that have been in these situations where the lanes are closing down, and then hire that guy to make the changes. You know, hiring these guys from cities that live on a grid, you know, it's never going to work like that here. It's not how the city was built, and everybody is too willing to keep their little corners of their property, so there's no eminent domain happening where you can just redo all the street. There's none of that's going to happen, Miss Wu. So it's time to pack up.
Yeah.
We need somebody in here with some common sense because, you know, they keep saying that the whole idea of this was so that we can stop emissions. But if I sit in traffic for an extra 20 minutes a day, I have tripled the emissions.
Correct.
That,
yes.
I would have done if you let me get to my donation.
Yeah.
You know, so the actual reality is we're destroying the environment and the city that we live in on a couple of levels. You know, your city lifeline, your blood flow is the ability to move goods, people, and services from one thing to another in your city. And if you stop that, you are having a heart attack, basically. That's all I got to say. Good morning, everybody.
I would vote.
Have a great one.
I'd vote for you. Like, you should run.
Tariq, very well said.
Yeah, that's a good
well
point.
Said. I'll tell you what, they got a real problem when they start coming for the donuts. Like, they can pry the donut from my cold, fat hand if they're going to screw with the donut people.
Top five donuts?
Number five.
You mean, are you talking about the kind of donut?
Yes,
or the
kind of donut.
Mm. Oh.
Chocolate frosted with sprinkles.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Or strawberry frosted with sprinkles. Both very good.
Yeah, I mean,
I
like chocolate frosted, but you can keep the sprinkles.
I don't mind the glazed here or there, maybe.
I like a good glaze.
I like the chocolate glaze.
Chocolate glaze is a good one.
Because you don't feel like you're doing, like if you bite into a jelly donut, like you really feel like you're destroying any kind of good eating that you're doing.
But as I've gotten older, I do enjoy a Boston cream.
Oh,
really?
No. Nowadays. Gross. Yeah.
Oh, I like the gross. I like the cinnamon apple.
Yeah, cinnamon
okay.
sugar.
Yeah, the one with, yeah, fall time. Yeah.
You like the apple cider donuts? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Courtney. Okay.
Yeah.
One's caveat. The apple cider donut has to be eaten at the actual place where it's made.
Yeah, because it has to be warm.
Didn't you get a great one last year, Curtis?
Yes. Oh, where the hell was it? Tugas Farm, I think, was it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Excellent.
We need more Krispy Kremes around here for warm donuts.
Yeah, that was a thing for a while. It was pretty good.
But I don't think they ever really got established or came here, right?
Yeah, well, they were here.
They did come here. Yeah. But yeah, I think they had an issue with the franchisee or something.
Oh, okay.
This Masshole Donuts, though, they have one called the Causeway Cruncher. It's chocolate dipped old fashioned, smothered in Reese's Puffs.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm so in
there for it.
That sounds okay with
it. I like
good.
The donuts that they use the croissant to make it.
A cronut.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
All right. What's next?
We've got influencers in the news.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
How are we doing when it comes to the Shime the Influencer Pick'em? Are we making any progress there? I have a couple, I think, that want to go up against Shime.
Yeah, I think we had a good list going.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll work on that for the NFL season.
But, I'm ready to cook.
Who's in the news today?
YouTuber Cigar Kundu. He was swept away in a waterfall on August 23rd after posing for a drone video in India. We actually have some footage.
Oh.
Authorities are still looking for him.
I hate to laugh because the man... So he clearly passed away. Or they're still looking for him.
They're looking for him.
So they're doing a drone video for YouTube.
Yep.
And then the dude just unfortunately is swept away.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
There's a massive surge that comes out of nowhere, they said, and swept him.
I mean, did he get a lot of likes? Like posthumous likes, I hope.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
does he not see the water around them rushing like at rapid speed?
He doesn't care. He's trying to get likes.
Yeah, well.
And his friends are right there.
Is his YouTube channel popular?
I believe it's popular in India.
For this video only, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how you sympathize for a person like that. You're putting your life on the line
to get the likes.
But then, guess what? When you die, you can't expect this to be like, oh, I feel so bad that you're standing in the middle of a white water rapids and thinking that, oh, there's not a chance that you can get swept away.
Elizabeth Banks is set to star in and produce a limited series on Amazon Prime based on Karen Reed.
All right.
So Banks will play Reed and is adapting the script from a Law and Crime in Wondery podcast called Karen. Reed and her attorney, Alan Jackson, have separately partnered with LBI Entertainment, producers of Killers of the Flower Moon, that one was popular, to develop another scripted version of her story. So when I first saw this, I thought that this was Elizabeth Banks was going to play Karen Reed in the Karen Reed, sold rights.
In her thing. This one
it's
is not authorized by her.
All right.
I'm upset about because Elizabeth Banks, I feel, is a perfect casting.
Yeah, she's a good actress,
too. Perfect casting, yeah.
How does that work, though, where you can just make a movie about somebody without getting their approval?
Right?
Yeah.
That don't seem right.
Well, she's a public figure, so...
Right, but...
But it doesn't seem...
I can just make a movie about Denzel?
Well, it seems like this is a loophole because it's based on a podcast, so I guess it's going to be on the podcast.
Right.
But still, don't you need the person who you're making the movie?
You would think so.
Or are you going to change her name to...
Karen Weed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, is that
no? It'll be about. They're getting around it by saying that it's about the podcast. It's focused on the podcast, and she's gonna play Karen Reed. But that's not.
Oh,
there.
So she's just popping in as like the Karen Reed actress, and then
she's a pretty good. She's like a well-known actress.
Yeah,
like, so they're not gonna. She's not gonna be in one scene. So,
that's insane. Yeah. We have the dumbest of the day.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
Okay, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Well, not for a while, but yes, it ended that way. A Wisconsin father of three staged his own death on a kayaking trip, only to flee to Europe to be with an online fling, has been returned to the United States, and is heading to jail for 89 days on a misdemeanor charge of obstructing an officer. So this guy's foolproof plan was to go kayaking 100 miles northwest of his home, to leave the kayak and his life jacket, then flee to Madison, Wisconsin on an e-bike, then take a bus from Madison, Wisconsin to Canada, then fly to Europe, and eventually get to Georgia with his Uzbekistani girlfriend.
Oh. Wow.
Then, okay, while there, they were enjoying themselves, but eventually the police found him through, I'm sure, some sort of a technology tracker or
social
credit
media
card,
post.
Social media post, something like that. And he is, immediately upon returning to the United States, he was sentenced to prison and his wife divorced him. Mm. So that's
Oh, that. What a loser. Do they have children?
Three.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's unfortunate. The guy obviously fell in love online.
Okay.
And wanted to get to Uzbekistan to meet who he thought was his soulmate. Right. So
it's pretty elaborate.
You still partook in having three children.
Well, how do you think, I mean, how else would he get the time? I mean, it's
no,
not
it's
like,
pretty good.
Well, you can't say, hey, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to the Patriots game with the fellas. Right. I'll be back in 4 days. Right. I mean, it's a long trip, I'm assuming.
Right, so. But the way he kind of did his best to, like, all right, I'm gonna bike.
My kids, what was he going to do if he didn't get caught? Like, what was he just going to come back and say, wait a minute, I've been floating in the water for, I've been treading water for 4 days?
Well, he
did
a couple things that raised some eyebrows before leaving on his kayaking trip where he would stage his death. He reversed his vasectomy.
All right.
He applied for a replacement passport, claiming the one that he had originally was lost.
All right.
And somehow he was decided to purchase a $375,000 life insurance policy months before he failed his fake disappearance. So,
yeah.
All, I guess, you know, good plan in his mind, but none of it panned out.
Imagine thinking your dad died in a horrible way, and then all of the sudden realizing that he just fell in love with a woman online and moved to Georgia.
Yeah. He's living in his best life.
Maybe they thought he'd be in Georgia, not Georgia the country.
Yeah.
Wow. You never know.
But I mean, everybody makes mistakes, Courtney.
Everyone has those days.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is the dumbest of the day. Thank you, Curtis. Thank you, Courtney, for the news. And this is now what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Sox take another in Baltimore. 3-2 was the final, thanks to a Sedan Rafaela game-winning homer in the ninth. Brian Baio went 6 2/3, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 6. Alex Cora talked about Sedan's home run as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Hasn't been clutch in a while. it's been scuffling. But he's been working hard with the group. Ramon Vasquez actually won the game today. On our way to the hotel yesterday, we were talking about the bullpen game and all that and trying to split up the lefties and how we're going to do it. He said, let's hit Rafaela fifth. They have a lefty on the mound. He faces Jaron. He gets a hit, and Sedan gets to face a lefty, and he's out of the ballpark. So I tip my hat to him. You know, it's total team effort here.
I see the eyes. I said Sedan, not Sedan.
I don't know. Say you, say me. Like that.
And then
like
I see somebody.
Like the Lionel Richie's great Lionel Richie song.
I said
Sedan. Say it forever.
Someone
naturally.
Else.
I like a Cadillac too. If I'm going to get a sedan.
What's the issue? What, you're seeing
somebody
something?
In Twitch too. I did the all of a sudden, I guess, again.
Oh,
all of the
okay.
sudden.
Don't let them get to you.
They're not. I just.
Don't know what you
doing
saying.
My best.
I knew exactly.
I could
what
see
saying.
It's like in my peripheral. I could see Wiggy doing this.
I was just making sure. I mean, I put your names all the time.
Peripheral.
Last one.
They were all over you earlier during the Tommy Cutlass discussion too.
Why?
With regard to his agent being a St. John. John's Prep legend.
Legend.
Yeah.
Because he went to Salem High School.
Right.
And then he coached at St. John's Prep.
So that's what you were referencing.
Yeah, sorry. And, like, maybe I wasn't tongue-in-cheek enough. Like, I know Sean Stellato's not an actual legend. He coached Santo. That's why.
Oh, that's why he's a legend.
I guess I should have clarified.
In the acapella group?
No, on football.
Oh, in football.
In football.
Oh. I didn't know he was a
part. He didn't do acapella in St. John's. That was just Bates. Yeah.
The Do Re Mi
goes. Did he get a scholarship for acapella?
No.
Oh, he didn't?
No. He was a two-sport athlete at Bates and did acapella on the
what
side.
What was the other sport?
Lacrosse.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Lax, bro. Last one with the Orioles today. First pitch at 105 with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the Mass Mutual pregame show.
Is this accurate, this text? Santo was kicked off of the lacrosse team because his stick was not regulation size?
Probably. Too big.
Bounce back.
Over to the Patriots. Tommy DeVito was claimed off waivers by New England to join the quarterbacks group. The Pats also got former L.A. Rams cornerback Charles Woods on waivers. Second-year wide receiver Javon Baker has been waived, making room for Woods on the roster. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That is what's trending. Leave us a Hill note. We have been getting a lot of them recently. We're going to play those at 9:20, but this is a perfect break to do that.
Excellent.
We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Way it should be. Low blow, Shime.
Yeah, like
that's
really.
Supposed to be, isn't that supposed to be your BFF Sedan. At work? That you're taking shots at?
I mean, you set it up, Greg. I had to do it.
In the Twitch chat, somebody says brutal. Buckeye 1985 says brutal. You act like you never misspeak.
In my peripheral, I could see Wiggy doing this. Isn't it peripheral?
No.
Peripheral.
Whatever.
I
You're
know
a jerk.
Saying.
That's Whatever. What you are. You are a big Whatever. Jerk.
Should have just said Perif.
And I don't know why I said sedan. Like, I say sedan, Rafaela, right. numerous times a day.
I mean, it's brain fog.
It's very interesting. Like
are you getting a new vehicle that might be a sedan?
We have been talking about that,
so
actually.
So maybe that's what it is.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
You know?
Maybe
that's you guys what it is.
Sedan, Rafaela.
Yeah, thank you.
We should, rather than an SUV, we should get a sedan. And you and Santo have been talking about what kind of sedan do we get? And then boom.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie, unbelievable catalog.
Man.
Excellent.
Two solo and in a group.
Hit after hit after hit after hit.
Right. Not many people could do solo and group success like that.
Correct. Commodores were huge.
Is it Lionel or Colonel Richie?
Well, there's also a Lionel Messi out there. Yeah. Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction.
That is true, yeah.
I just got a package from BC. I wonder what's inside.
Okay, big dog.
Oh, all right. You got some merch.
I got some merch.
Just one in there?
Mark just hand me this. Mark Mingle's the greatest guy on the earth. I'll figure
Christmas
it out.
I was like, damn, where's my package?
Anyway.
That's Travion Henderson.
Hello.
We interview him.
You want to ask the question on everyone's mind?
No, that would be your
I would
wheelhouse.
Not ask that. No, that would
I mean,
not be.
That would be the thing.
You could ask Pop.
We would
you
ask,
could ask Pop Douglas about it.
I mean, we could, but it doesn't matter. The cell phones that they have, we're not going to hear anything they say.
Can we do something about that?
I don't know what you're going to do about it, Curtis. Like, they must be in the weight room or something, and the signal is not good. It's every phone call.
Can't we just get a landline in there? Like,
they probably still have landline. Why don't they just bring them down to the studio and we could do it on the microphones that we use when we are there at Gillette Stadium on Monday mornings? That's what I would do. But I don't run the outfit over there.
Well, we should figure it out before next time because every time it's the same.
You don't like the phone that sounds like it just breaks away every 5 seconds?
Yeah. Ooh,
that's an AF phone.
I got a nice really New nice. Balance BC football fleece.
Okay. All right.
I love these mesh shorts.
You are on the take over there.
I've been on the take. I paid to get in, and now I don't have to pay for clothes. Look at that.
What are you hoping for record when it comes to your beloved BC Eagles this season?
7-5.
Okay.
All right.
Doable. They are preseason 13th out of the ACC. I think there's like 30 teams now in the ACC. But relatively favorable schedule, and I only ask that they win one game on November 1st.
All That's right. it. That's the Notre Dame game?
Yes, sir.
You got it.
This is Louie from Amesbury.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's
Happy
up?
Thursday.
Same.
Hey, go BC Eagles. Yes. My dad, Big Al, rest in peace, is an alum from BC. Love BC. Didn't they just pick up a quarterback from Georgia, if I'm not mistaken?
Alabama.
Yeah. That's right. That's it, Courtney. Now, Courtney, this is why I'm calling. I'm driving, and I'm listening to you talk about that kayak nitwit that's in the clink right now, the freaking whatever he did, and you go, what a loser. I mean, it was just perfect. Oh. Absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
Complete loser. All
Thank you. He is a loser.
Yeah,
he is. Amen.
And Wiggy.
Yo.
Wiggy. Wiggy, tell me about Drake. Tell me about Drake May this year. What's going to happen with him this year? What are you thinking?
My expectations are that he has 22-plus touchdowns. I give him somewhere around, 10 interceptions, over 3,000 yards, but I expect them to win 9 games. I mean, Curtis has got him at 10.
Yep.
I think they could pull that off, but I got this team winning 9 games because of Josh McDaniels. We heard Pop Douglas talking about Josh McDaniels and his offense and how he's playing Madden. As an offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels has been good. I mean, obviously you have Brady, so it's kind of like you have to remove that. But when he had Mac Jones, he was good. And Vrabel, the way that I think he's changed the culture there, and a lot of these players are seeing it. And understand that we talk to about just like how they're doing things down there. And Curtis brings it up all the time. I think it's the third easiest schedule in the NFL that they have.
We are, by the way, you bring up Mike Vrabel. We are being accused of being hypocritical by a texter on the Subaru of New England text line.
Mm-hmm.
With regard to the audio that we played of Mike Vrabel, let me just find the text, 781 text, which says, you guys are ridiculous. If Gerard Mayo said what Mike Vrabel said, about Kendrick Bourne, you would be all over him, but yet you laugh when Mike Vrabel says it.
Well, what did Mike Vrabel say about Kendrick Bourne? We refresh
played
my
audio
memory.
During they said, Sean, do you have it? We played it during he used the girlfriend analogy break up with a. You can play it.
You know what I mean? I think that we just again try to put the roster together, man. I guess when it doesn't work out, you break up with somebody, your girlfriend doesn't want to be with you. And then you say, well, I don't want to be with you either. I'm not going to get into all that.
So was that?
I just said I'm not going to get into it. It was just like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not going to go back and forth here. We're trying to build a roster. Got to move on from some guys. You make connections with guys. You coach them. They earn opportunities. They get more opportunities. They take advantage of them. And that's kind of how these things go.
Yeah, and the text is right. It's true, but I think
you think that's true.
But I
like a guy who comes in here and says this is the identity. Mm-hmm. Like Mike Vrabel talks identity. He was talking identity last night during his speech.
Right.
Like,
well, we would have clowned Mayo if he said that girlfriend thing.
No,
I think the difference is Mike Vrabel's proven.
Can I speak for myself? I would not clown Gerard Mayo for it. I would have the same reaction. I have the same reaction that I would have to Mike Vrabel, which is I like the fact that Kendrick Bourne, I don't care who the player is, if they're not on board with what we're trying to create here, then see you later.
But like who benefits from that, from engaging on that
question?
The
organization does. The team does.
What Vrabel just said, and then he says it, then he doesn't explain it. He just sort of throws it out there.
That's cap, Greg. You would be all over Mayo. You would have been like, yeah, that's why Mayo can't be a great coach.
Ah, neutralized. Bam.
Wiggy, you know what he would have said? Curtis, you complained when Belichick said nothing. Now you're complaining when somebody's talking.
And I get Mike Vrabel gets the pass because of the success he's had as a head coach. So that's why he gets the pass. So I understand what the texter
is
saying.
Well, it sounds to me like he evaluated Kendrick Bourne and decided that the guy's going to be an issue. So, see ya. I got no problem with that.
But it seems like Kendrick also didn't want to be here.
That's what he's saying, is that once he decided to release him, mm-hmm. Kendrick Bourne said, wait, I don't want to be here. You can't break up with me. I broke up with you.
Yeah, I think that it was an unnecessary thing that Vrabel got into, and it didn't benefit him or the organization in any way.
Classless.
It was classless.
It really wasn't. I mean, I get
that's the thing. Vrabel is going to say things that if Mayo said the same thing last year, he would get crucified for, but because of Vrabel's track record, and I get it, and you know, that's the world we live in. You know, sometimes you know, my mother used to say, hey, life is not fair, but because he was successful as a head coach and he's been at this before and he's, you know, kind of says the right things to the media, he'll get the pass. And
coach's decision.
And Greg, what did we mock Mayo on last year? I know there's a
walking things back.
What did he do with the Rats comment?
Yeah,
he moonwalked that baby.
So, how is it different? If Gerard Mayo said, we have rats, and then was asked about it, and he said, I was making a light comment that clearly wasn't a lighthearted comment, we would be eviscerating him.
Yeah. That's cap.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. He's gotten the benefit of the doubt, and he's won zero games here as a head coach. Because we all like him. We all like his resume. We all think he can do it. Right. I haven't been dissuaded off of those feelings. But if we're going to be fair, Mike Vrabel's done similar things to what Mayo did.
I mean, I just think that he came in here – and the way it was run last year, it's not all on Gerard Mayo. It's on everybody. It was an S show.
Ew.
And the inmates ran the asylum.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people were riding their bikes around the locker room. And, you know, guys were getting in the head coach's face, you know, during training camp. And I just think that I appreciate somebody who comes in and says, in the form of Mike Vrabel, and says, listen, if you're not on board with what we're doing here, right, you might be a talented guy, but there's not a spot for you here. Like
Mike has the power to do that. Mayo didn't have that power. Mayo couldn't say if a guy was acting like crazy, hey, you don't want to buy in, beat it, because we know that Mayo didn't have that type of power and leverage.
Yeah, but I don't think that he had the power to get guys to want to buy in either. That's what I took away from Pop Douglas when I asked the comparison between last preseason and this preseason. He said, guys this preseason want to buy in.
Like, Mike,
that to me.
678 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Says, Greg, if Mayo was jumping in on a linebacker in practice, you would have roasted him. And that, I don't feel that way either.
I think you would have.
No, I wouldn't.
You would have said it's unbecoming.
No, I appreciate the guy gets in there and
I got
classless.
I got no issues with that. He's that type of coach. He likes to get involved.
Yeah. Later today he'll be on the sled.
I look at it.
Those are hard.
More,
I would say that those are hard.
More in the sense where if Mike Vrabel said, "Oh, Drake May has proven he's the best quarterback up to this point." Drake May is starting day one last year.
As an organization, we're still 100% behind Jacoby.
Where Mayo goes, hey, Drake May has proven he's probably the best quarterback, but yet week one you start Jacoby Brissett. Like, that's where I think the difference becomes, and like Mayo was talking a lot, and it's like, well, how do you say that? Why don't you have the power to do that? Where Vrabel, when he says it, we all believe, okay, this is the gospel.
Here's a text that says, because Vrabel is clearly in control and Mayo was clearly in over his head.
They're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
Wait, so let me ask you this, Greg. So if the question's asked of Vrabel yesterday about Kendrick Bourne, and he answers it by saying, I want to talk about the guys that are here, that have put in the work, that are ready to go for the season opener against the Raiders a week from Sunday. Anybody that's left, I wish them well, but I'm not going to get into the reasons why. That is an answer that motivates your team, avoids giving gasoline to a story, and you're honest, as opposed to biting onto the bait, taking the bait, and saying, you know, girlfriend broke up with you, this whole thing. Like,
classless.
It is classless.
I think he's trying to send a message, and I think that
by cutting him.
Yeah. But maybe he's trying to double down on the message to the guys and to everybody else that if you're not on board with what we're doing here, then you're going to be gone. I get that point,
but I see what Curtis is saying, because Curtis and I went back and forth about this with the Steph Diggs when we had him on, and I think, Greg, you were on vacation, and Courtney, you asked the great question. He's like, coach's decision. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was like, whoa, what's that mean? Like, you know, is it health? Is it, you know, there's reports.
Discipline.
Is there reports out there? He's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the
showing up late.
Yeah. Like, what's going on? And he just was like, yeah, coach's decision. Where, you know, if Mayo would have said that, probably would have got crucified. Like, you know, what's that mean, coach's decision?
And Greg, can I give Wiggy credit for something?
Yes.
So, yesterday he was spot on about the Vrabel Elliott Wolf, that fans blame Elliott Wolf for the offseason.
Goated.
And I hate to do it again, but we have a poll up at the Greg Hill Show on Twitter. If this Patriots team doesn't do well, who is to blame? Kraft or Wolf? Very close, but Elliott Wolf, 52%, gets the blame. So at best, Kraft is only going to get half the blame that he deserves if this team fails, and that is why Elliott Wolf is still here. And I have been wrong. I thought fans, I don't want to, you know, denigrate them, but I thought they were smarter.
Then you're a real schmuck.
All right, we'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up in 10 minutes, the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow. And then at about 9:20 or 9:30, it is Hill Note time. And you can leave a voice note for us at any time on any topic on the Odyssey app. And we will play the best ones back in about 40 minutes or so.
Greg, I got a question because I was thinking about what Pop Douglas said today about his favorite restaurant. And we've been talking about Vrabel, and we now know Vrabel is a city guy. Did he have a favorite restaurant?
Last night at the thing? Yes, he did. I believe he chose Davio's. In the Davio's as his favorite restaurant.
Big spring roll guy.
Yes, do like the egg rolls that they have there.
Probably convenience, though, because he lives in the Seaport.
But the food at Davio's is very good.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of those guys probably mentioned the restaurant because they eat for the donut.
Yes. The Donizzi. So if you had one place.
Greg hates that.
I never eat for free. I insist on paying.
Right. If they were going to ask you your one place or your favorite place in
all of the entire city?
Yeah, in the city. Restaurant.
I don't feel like I want to answer that question.
You don't.
I feel like that could cause problems. Mm-hmm. I like to go to a lot of different places.
All right.
But if I had to pick one?
Yep. Got to pick one.
What are you basing it on? Food? Service?
Because I also think there's a distinct, like, there's a special occasions favorite place, and then there's, like, an everyday, like, random Tuesday, what's your favorite place to go have dinner?
Right.
Random Tuesday?
Well, she's saying, like, there's, you go out for somebody's birthday, you're going to pick a different place than you might pick if you're going out and watching your budget during the week.
I'm saying it's date night or Friday night, you're going out to dinner. It's Tuesday night, whatever you want.
I think I'd probably have to pick Grill 23.
It's a really good one.
Curtis, what? Yes or no?
I mean, if money wasn't an object, absolutely. Yeah. I think it is just pound for pound the best restaurant in Boston.
All of it put together. Yep. Food.
Service.
Drinks. Service. Like, everything.
Like, you could go to Grill 23 10 years ago and tomorrow night, and none of it will be, like, it's just always, you know what you're getting. You know it's expensive, but you know it's the best.
See, so you're so.
What's yours, Coach?
I love Moo, but I think I'm gonna lean towards Italian. Mm. So if I'm going, if you're telling
me, over under on restaurants, Wiggs mentions in this answer. Yeah.
He's gonna mention Aria.
Yep.
Aria is a good one.
Strega.
Speaking of the Donizzi, as you called it, you're going to mention Aria.
Bencato's good, though.
Oh, I've never been there.
Bencato, great on Hanover Street.
I think my favorite one is Lola 42. I think that's my favorite restaurant in the city.
Really?
Like if
is that a steak place?
No, it's Asian fusion.
All right.
But if somebody were to ask me, you any restaurant in the city pick right now, I would pick Lola.
Huh.
And I can never get in. So.
Yeah. Sean?
I mean, I don't really eat in the city, to be fair.
Right. You don't really eat anywhere. You eat like a bird.
No. What about in the Merrimack Valley?
Yes.
There is a different Karma place. I don't know. I don't know if it's the same one. I know there's multiple locations.
Oh,
different one
Pop
up
Douglas,
in Westford that I love. The sushi's dynamite.
Pop Douglas chose. He said he wanted to go to Karma.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like the same. I know there's the Karma that I go to. I know there are multiple locations of that, so I don't know if it's the same one. But the sushi is dynamite. They have a like it was like a Wagyu sushi with like a piece of Wagyu. Oh my God.
We missed an opportunity when Pop Douglas said Karma. We could ask if it was easier to get there now that Kendrick Bourne's gone.
and Courtney, how is Capri though?
Because really good.
All right.
Greg went as well.
Have to say that certain restaurants aren't good though at some point.
No. I was just going to actually, I was going to give a downfall to
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Food I thought was spectacular. Portion size I wish was a little bigger.
Really?
The pasta portions, well, we may have screwed that up because we did family style.
Mm.
And
that's what you
so
messed up.
I really wanted more of the penne alla vodka because it was really good and
just order
splitting it.
Order.
Yeah, it just...
I mean, get two.
Yeah.
Just in case.
See, portion size, I go Aria. Aria
portion size at Aria
is the...
bang for your buck. But Capri, really, really good thing but that they do. Different types of bread that you can order. There's like a focaccia.
Oh, no, they have the hot honey rolls
yep.
with whipped ricotta.
Ooh.
To die for.
That's what we got. That one was very
unbelievable.
Good.
Very interesting.
We were talking about the bread yesterday and the toast butter situation. You don't have to worry about that if it's whipped ricotta that is served with the bread.
Right.
I had to pick one restaurant just to go out that's not too crazy, it would be Giacomo's in Melrose and Giacomo's in Wayland. The original Giacomo's in Back Bay on Columbus Ave is no longer. The family divested.
A texter said earlier that I may have been wrong about Will Campbell. Will Campbell may have chosen Raising Cane's. I think I said Popeye's.
Yeah, you did say
Nasty.
Popeye's.
Yeah, but he chose Raising Cane's.
I like Raising Cane's.
There are Raising Cane's around here?
There's one on Route 1.
There's a cool couple.
And there's one I like, kind of like the over by maybe BU or somewhere over there.
I thought that was only down south.
But if I had to choose, I'd probably go Dave's Hot Chicken before Raising Cane's.
Great choice, Wiggy.
You know,
is so good.
Yeah.
Because
I get the curly fries that they give you at Raising Cane's, but I able to get a little bit more of the chicken sandwich.
Oh, interesting. Raising Cane's is a crinkle fry joint. So their fries. I've never had it. That's why I'm
Dave's
Hot
Chicken has
now.
Crinkle curly fries.
Yeah, but though Raising Cane's has crinkle, not curly.
Dave's has crinkle.
Crinkle.
I'm saying Raising Cane's, I'm looking right now, has crinkle fries.
Yeah. But so doesn't Dave.
I don't know. I've never been to either. I'm just saying that
No, but that's what I'm telling you.
You originally said curly.
No,
so.
I'm sorry. The fries are the same at both Dave's and Raising Cane's.
Okay.
My second choice would probably be Reno's in East Boston.
I've never
Reno's
been.
Reno's is good.
You haven't?
No.
You never been to Reno's?
Talk about portion sizes.
Yes.
I've never been to Reno's either.
You haven't?
No.
Wow. You're missing
Italian?
Out. Yes. The Reno's. Lobster Rav over there, my wife says, I don't eat it, but it's the best anywhere.
I love, have you ever had the pesto eggplant?
No.
You can get it as an appetizer or an entree. It is, it's unequaled anywhere.
Not really a big eggplant guy, but their chicken palm is tremendous.
Ooh, the gnocchi looks very good.
Yeah. Yes.
No,
the
it's
gnocchi.
Excellent.
Gnocchi.
Yeah. Very good.
Courtney she was talking earlier about the Red Sox and Fenway Park and Gnocchi Way.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard that or not.
I believe that's...
All right, we got to take a break. We will be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.